tell us a bit about yourself?
A bit about myself. Well, I retired early, mainly due to health issues. I used to be a pharmacist with my own business. I participate in obscure sports, archery, which has been closed down for quite a long time now. We're hoping to getting back very soon. Try to keep active as much as possible. Widely read, as you can probably see from my background. What else do you want to know?
Were you born and stayed in Northern Ireland?
No, I was born in England, specifically Ealing in London, but my father's in the RAF and we tended to move around about every 18 months. So when I was around about 7 or 8, my parents decided that there was no opportunity to get some proper solid schooling, so we settled in Belfast, and I went to a boarding school in Lisburn, went across to the northeast of England to university, went to Manchester for my pre-registration year, and shortly after that moved back to Belfast in the middle of the Troubles.
That was challenging times, but glad you stick around. You talked about how trying to keep busy and everything. Was that the need for volunteering? How did you link that passion of yours or those passions and interests to volunteering?
In 2010, I got word that they were looking for people who were prepared to do interviewing for games makers for the London Olympics in 2012. And well, I've had training and experience in interviewing, so I thought that I could maybe give a hand. And then I suddenly sort of realized that I had quite a skill set, which, you know, could be made use of, and continued with volunteering now from that.
So the first time you volunteered was with Volunteer Now, or was it later on that you started with us?
That was my first experience. I think Volunteer Now was formed shortly after that as a result of that. But I had been volunteering in sort of sports clubs and so on committees and things like that without, so I had that behind me as well.
Do you remember why you decided to volunteer with us?
Well, I thought I had something to offer. Maybe I didn't.
Great to hear. I think the fact that we still work together means that it's a yes. Just what do you like most about volunteering?
Well, you get to associate with like-minded people, sometimes not like-minded people, which is interesting. You get a feeling of being useful, of being able to contribute to the community and society as a whole. Probably what people would say giving back these days. It's a phrase which is often used. You know, career doesn't stop when you retire.
Great to hear. Do you have any funny stories or moments that are incredibly in your memories from volunteering?
Well, there's lots and lots, I must say. I've been involved quite a bit, but one thing which I was a spin-off from Volunteer Now. This wasn't Volunteer Now itself, but it was advertised on their website that this was available, that HMS Caroline, which is a First World War survivor, the last survivor of the Battle of Jutland, were looking for people to do a little bit of work on it, just a couple of days. And from that, I've got really involved on HMS Caroline quite a bit, to the extent of even appearing in uniform in the sick berth and giving a talk on experience of medicine and what it would be like to be a sailor in the First World War. That's great fun.
It's an awesome adventure to hear about. Thank you for sharing that with us. Anything else that you would like to include or state today?
I get a sense of achievement of it from it. Get a feeling that a job well done most of the time. Like meeting with the general public. And in some ways, if it's an internationally recognized event like the 148th golf tournament, welcoming people and promoting Northern Ireland to the wider population as well.
It's great to hear that you feel almost as an ambassador between the events and the community here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've done several things like tour ships, for example, and routes, which was European airports looking for flight connections to and from Belfast. There's lots of different things that I'm involved in, but that really, I feel that I can contribute to that if necessary.
Thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for doing this interview with me.